This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For joining us here on my show, America Tonight. Speaking of America, we do have heavy hearts because of what happened over our birthday. You know, 4th of July is supposed to be a time where we get together, relax, see family members, have some extra days off maybe if we're lucky, or get some extra money if we're working the holiday. You understand that. I have done that much of my life in broadcasting when I worked for CBS or NBC or one of the other networks that I work for. Anyway, the worst of the worst of all the things that happened, there were lots of firework incidents that were terrible, people shooting fireworks at people in Minneapolis, people hurt because of it, other people getting hurt at because of fireworks that were set off purposely. But I think the worst might have been Minneapolis for that. I don't know for sure. They had problems in Philly and some other places, too. But the worst thing that happened was Highland Park, which is just outside of Chicago, where somebody, a 21-year-old, went to the parade and shot people and killed people and injured people. So this was just a small, fun, typical 4th of July celebration, and it turned into carnage is what it turned into. People screaming, people grabbing kids. They didn't even, weren't their kids because they saw them abandoned and grabbed them and ran. And just chaos after this mass shooting Monday at the town's annual 4th of July parade. He was on top of a roof of a local business and he hit more than 36 people, killed 7 adults, and injured dozens and dozens of more. Over 40 is the latest number I heard. But one of the worst of all of them are terrible. Every person that was killed, everybody that was hit, I mean, how do you rank that? There's no ranking for that. But what was one of the terrible stories that came out of this is there was a 2-year-old who was at the parade. He's 2 years old. They dress him up. He's excited. The family's excited. And Kevin and Irina McCarthy, in their mid-30s, were killed, were hit immediately. And there was the 2-year-old standing there with him. And somebody, his name is Aiden, somebody saw what had happened and immediately snapped him up and ran so that he wouldn't be hit if there were more gunshots. And this woman was so just sad, but quick thinking, but so sad in hearing what had happened, that seeing what had happened, that there was a GoFundMe page that was set up. And the GoFundMe page was, you know, hey, in the aftermath of this, He was taken to safety under these tragic circumstances, and we located his grandparents because, you know, they didn't know. And he needs more help. His two parents, imagine, he's abandoned. They're dead now, and he's left in this terrible, unthinkable position to grow up without his parents. How many people in this country have been in this unthinkable position or various unthinkable positions because of some maniac deciding to open fire and kill them at church, at school, at a mall, and now at a parade? Well, one thing that I think is interesting, over 33,000 people so touched and horrified by what happened donated bits here and there, maybe $50, maybe $100, maybe $5, whatever it was. And the idea was just $500,000 for this 2-year-old, and now they're almost at $2 million, which I think is amazing in the sense that people want to do something and they don't know what to do. They don't want to just say, oh, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We keep hearing thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Not that that's a bad thing, but is it enough? So in the case of this shooting, this Highland Park suspect, he actually drew the police their attention a couple of years previously in 2019 because he was, one, he tried to kill himself, so they were called, police were called for that. But then they were also contacted that same year by a relative who said that he had a collection of knives and he was going to kill everyone. And he had 16 different knives, a sword, all kinds of types of knives, whatever variety. And they say that at that time there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims, any of that kind of stuff. There wasn't any of that. So they did confiscate the knives and the sharp weapons from the house, but that's all that they could do. And now here, years later, this is what ends up happening. And he fires into this crowd and ruins and destroys lives, including his own family, I'm certain, who are now left with the shock of that too. But the Illinois State Police say that he had passed background checks when he purchased the guns four times in June and July and of 2020. And so he had the weapons, and there was no indication that this was going to happen. Of course, he definitely planned it out. He dressed like a woman so he could blend in and walk away to conceal his identity, to cover his facial tattoos, so that he could walk away into the crowds, the terrified crowds who were rushing from the scene, and that's what he did. He just blended in. Of course, that picture now is everywhere. And he's been taken into custody, and of course, now he's obviously charged with 7 counts of murder. But it's so disheartening. So here it is, 4th of July, and you've got flags, American flags, all over the place. Once again, at half mast, why people are doing that? To recognize what happened in Highland Park, Illinois. I mean, how much more of this can we take? So what is the story with Robert Cremo III, who is if convicted, that they could lead to a mandatory life sentence? And there's more charges that will probably come, including attempted murder, aggravated discharge, aggravated battery charges. This is just the first of the many charges that are going to be filed. There are dozens of others centering around the victims. And then there are people that are still in the hospital, including some teenagers who were hit by the bullets that he fired into the crowd. So what a way to start off the show with this sad, sad, sad story. And what is the motive for this? Do we care what the motive is? We care only to try to move forward, to look for other signs, what could happen, I think, with other people. But it's about the victims in this case, people that were celebrating with their 2-year-old who are no longer on the face of the earth. Just sad times, my friends. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to an interesting man named Raymond Fletcher. You'll hear his story, and he'll talk more about his book coming up next.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Involving polycubes, triangulations, and polyhexes. And we've got its author, Raymond Fletcher, with us. And it's this really interesting mathematical puzzle book that involves what I just said, the title of the book. Raymond, was it fun for you to put this together because your brain thinks that way mathematically and puzzle-wise?
Yeah, it's... it's a creative project that stems from a lot of my previous work. And, yeah, I think there's more enjoyment in creating the puzzles than in doing the puzzles. And, in fact, I encourage persons that are interested in the puzzles to create their own. That's the best way to solve them.
And for you, I mean, you're a retired professor of mathematics. And do you think that with, because your book, it takes all those, as I said at the top, it takes all these different forms, right? Is this also a good way for people who are struggling maybe with certain problems to understand them better?
Well, there's no doubt about it that there's a strong mathematical bent to both of my puzzle books. The first one, it's very light, and all a person really needs to know how to do is to sort of add and use clock addition. You know, like if it's 9 o'clock and you add 5 hours, you get 14, but then you subtract 12 to get the actual time. So they may have to learn that. And also addition of, you know, positive and negative whole numbers, which are called integers. Besides those two skills, then the rest is ingenuity. And just, you know, you start out with some simple puzzles and you work your way into more complex puzzles. And as you go along, you discover strategies and so forth and so on.
What made you put the book together? Why did you decide you were going to do this?
Well, I don't know, after retiring, I was free from my teaching career, and I still had a lot of mathematical ideas, and I just enjoy so much creating these puzzle books as well as my other, more deep books, and I don't know, it keeps me occupied, along with a few other things that I do in my retirement, it keeps me out of trouble, so, no, I really enjoy it a lot, it's just a creative enterprise, sort of a discovery, a process of discovery, which I enjoy, and I have enough mathematical background, and I did try also, especially in the second puzzle book, to inform persons that might be interested in mathematics, so I have to admit that the second puzzle book is really geared towards persons that, like could be high school students or college students considering a mathematics major. This would be an excellent introduction to, modern algebra, graph theory, and, topics that they're likely to encounter in a college math program.
Yeah. For you, for you and all your life of doing this and then pulling this together, and clearly there are different kinds of puzzles because that's what you lay out and you've got that throughout the table of contents. Which is the hardest? Which is the hardest to solve?
In the first puzzle book?
In puzzles involving polycubes and triangulations?
That's the first one, yeah. Well, hardest, it's like there are three categories. The polycubes start out with very simple puzzles. Like you take two cubes and put them together and you label the vertices of those cubes and with a certain set of numbers so that the sum on each face is zero or the same number for all faces. And so it starts out very simple. And once the reader gets the idea, then it progresses. I go from two polycubes together to three together, then I go to four together, and you get different shapes, L shapes, star shapes, and so forth. So it progressively gets more challenging, but at the same time, as the reader works through them, strategies for solving them evolve. So, and that's the same in all the categories. I start out with very simple examples so that you can get started, and then you work way up to the more complicated ones.
Yeah. What I like is you say, unlike Sudoku, these puzzles have many solutions. The solutions provided in the back of the book, thank goodness, are included just to show that a solution exists. I can think that can be so frustrating to people. And you say, readers are encouraged to create and solve their own puzzles, which you said right at the top of here, in any of the three genres. Questions of mathematical interest are provided throughout. And I love it, too, because, and I guess you realize this, also give hints. There's hints. So clearly, because that can happen when you're trying to solve something and it is exciting and you think you have it and then it's so frustrating because you really don't. So you give those hints. Obviously, you clearly know what you're doing, Raymond, in all the years of teaching and having this mathematical background that you have. What's next for you? Will you do another book?
Well, currently I have a book which is under production. It's completed. It's being put together by Westwood Books Publishing. And it involves the creation of two games involving tilings. And I actually include the rules for those games inside the book. And the book itself covers the theory of the scoring configurations, which turns out to be very interesting. So that one is in the works, and also I'm currently working on a sequel to that, so I'm still working.
You're busy, so much for retirement. So where can people find you?
What do you mean, on the...
Your website.
On the website? Yeah, I think it's on Amazon.com under my name.
Raymond Fletcher, so you can get the book there and any of your books, or go to Barnes and Noble as well, wherever great books are sold. So again, the name of the book is Puzzles Involving Polycubes, Triangulations, and Polycubes. hexes. And wow, this is something that definitely, when people say they're bored, you will not be bored in trying to solve these. And like I mentioned, you get the hint, so that's a good thing. Raymond, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Speaking of numbers, somebody that I had on lots of my sports shows, Hank Goldberg, he worked at ESPN as an NFL reporter and handicapping expert for two decades. He died Monday on his 82nd birthday. He had chronic kidney disease. Boy, Hammerin' Hank, though, back in the day, was amazing. I thought he was so funny, and he was 500 or better in 15 of 17 NFL seasons predicting games at ESPN. And he was, like, all over the place. He would be on NFL Countdown, ESPN Radio. He came on all kinds of shows. He used to come on my shows that I did out of New York, WFAN, and some others. And I just thought he was such a great guest. And his information was smart, solid information. And another guy that I know, Art Manteris, who used to be a longtime Las Vegas bookmaker, spent his 40-year career trying to fight off wise guys, but really respected Goldberg. And I read that thing from Manteris, who said, "I can assure you he was no phony. The Hammer always put his money where his mouth was, and that immediately earned him a high level of respect with me as a longtime Las Vegas bookmaker." Manteris used to come on a show that I did, and he was really brilliant listening to him. And for him to say that about Goldberg really says something. So it's pretty interesting. The other thing that's a story to watch, because we haven't done a man cave, is Deshaun Watson. You have attorneys for multiple women suing Deshaun Watson over allegations, of course, of sexual misconduct, and they're looking for documents from the NFL's investigation into the former Texans quarterback. And what happens? He was traded to the Cleveland Browns in March. He's denying any wrongdoing. He's vowing to clear his name. A hearing with the NFL disciplinary officer, a retired judge, ended Thursday in Delaware. Robinson asked for post-hearing briefs, which have to be due the week of July 11th. There's no timetable for her decision. She's expected to take her time. Browns open training camp late next month. Who knows whether the 26-year-old violated the league's personal conduct policy? We know that. Whether he's going to have discipline where he's out for a year or more, who knows? And whether or not he will be with the Browns. And what ultimately are they going to do? Because Baker Mayfield says he doesn't want to come back. Ooh.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Oil from U.S. reserves have been sent overseas. While Americans deal with record high prices for gas and diesel, Reuters is reporting that more than 5 million barrels of oil were exported to Europe and Asia last month. The export of crude and fuel is blunting the impact of the moves by U.S. President Joe Biden to lower record pump prices. U.S. crude inventories are the lowest since 2004 as refineries run near peak levels. More than half of the 53 migrants found dead or dying in a tractor trailer in Texas last week have been identified, with the youngest among them 13 years of age. The medical examiner's office is still awaiting confirmation on the identifications of 18 victims, more than a week after the nation's deadliest smuggling attempt. This is USA Radio News. The midterm elections are several months away, but D.C. leaders are talking about them now.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up. And we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
Democrats are looking to maintain control of Congress based on President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, support for abortion rights, and addressing mass shootings.
And stocks staged a dramatic comeback on Tuesday to end mostly higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Odds and ends here on the show. You know, this is maybe some of the stories we know that are the big stories, and then things that might have slipped through the cracks. I mean, we're still reeling from this Highland Park deal and the police talking about the fact that the guy that's been picked up for it legally bought guns before the July 4th parade attack. He planned for weeks, and he was planning a disguise so that he could get away. He just opened fire in the Chicago suburb. He killed seven and he wounded dozens of others. And it's about the motive. What is the motive? What motivated him? And this is always the question I have with any of these sick, sad, twisted things that happen in these people. What led him to spend weeks planning this mass shooting to fire on a group of innocent people loaded with grandparents and husbands, brothers, sisters? You know the familiar lines of what we have in our lives, human-wise, right? And babies at parades. It's so big to bring babies to parades. I mean, wow. So after a massive search, hours after the shooting, they got him. They're working with prosecutors. They're trying to figure all of this out. And he fired 70 rounds. And he had a plan, like I said, for weeks is what's being talked about. And he had attempted suicide a week earlier. And the police spoke with his family members, and they say that it was being handled by mental health professionals. And it was September of a couple of years ago that a family member reported him saying he was going to kill everyone, and he had a collection of knives. So actually called the police. The police came. They confiscated knives, a dagger, and a sword from his house and said there was no cause to make an arrest. But they did notify the Illinois State Police. And the Illinois State Police Sergeant said at the time he had no firearm owner's identification card. He wasn't eligible to possess or acquire firearms to revoke or review it. So he didn't have that. And, you know,
there are so many crazy parts of this story, and what's going to be so wild in pulling this apart is apparently the 21-year-old that's been picked up for this, his father owned a nearby popular pantry and deli, and also was well-liked, ran for mayor a couple of years ago, lost to the current mayor, but was somebody who was involved in the community. Now, they did recover from the shooting scene a couple of rifles similar to an AR-15, high-velocity rounds, all that kind of stuff. And again, planning this for weeks. And he was posting things on YouTube and other platforms, violent images, including a man with a rifle shooting people. Another video he posted showed a cartoon character carrying a rifle and face down in a pool of blood surrounded by officers. He performed under a different name, Awake the Rapper, and posted a picture of newspaper clippings on his bedroom wall referencing the death of Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated President Kennedy, of course, with a rifle, just all kinds of rambling things and whatnot that they have been able to now ascertain, that now that they've gone through and seen his home, etc. But just, do you know that when I hesitate to even say this, I hate the numbers game. The numbers are big, you know that. If I said to you, I want you to think about this. If I said to you, how many mass shootings do you think we've had this year? 309 mass shootings. It's scary now. It's scary. It's sad. It's scary. And how do you stop these people? How do you stop these people when you don't know that you have to stop these people? How do you stop these people when, they were on social media under a different name, posting crazy lunatic things? Ugh. All right, this is Odds and Ends, so we move from that horrificness, which, again, rips apart lives. Two, I noticed I'm not seeing as many Teslas on the road. I mean, I'm seeing some. In your neighborhood, you might see a Tesla here and there. I don't know. But Tesla is no longer the world's largest EV producer. So how about that? There is a Chinese automaker that's actually backed by Warren Buffett. They've surpassed Tesla as the world's leading electric vehicle seller. They sold 638,000 plus electric or plug-in hybrid passenger vehicles of different types in the first 6 months of 2022. How about that? So a big increase for them. Tesla, 564,743 in the first 6 months of the year. So not number one anymore. Always large discussions. On this show, I like to say, we're about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I don't care if you're rural. I don't care if you're in a suburb, in this amazing country, or in a big city, or wherever you live. And people, because of gas, etc., there's always conversations about electric. There's always conversations about that. And I just had one with this really smart young guy that I just happened across in something I was doing. And he's like 22, and he's telling me how he's got this car, and he was so proud of himself. He paid it off. And he said to his dad, this is bad. It's what if everything goes electric and what they're saying? And his dad said, don't worry. That's probably that we all have to do this. It's probably 30 years away, so you can still keep your car. I mean, it is interesting because I notice where I'm living now, I don't see as many charging stations. And people think about the difficulty, but then other people think, well, this is great. I don't have to deal with the gas situation. Boom, I just get in, I go, I charge it up. And some people absolutely swear by electric cars. And, I mean, one thing you got to hand it to with Elon Musk, of all the things you could talk about that could be critical of him, he definitely lets the freak flag fly and he doesn't care. So in one way, I'm like, hey, amen. What it is what it is. But he did break that code. He did push, and got things made, got electric cars out there. So now it's that debate of, you know, what happens. But I agree with the kid's father. I think that we're further down the line from the you have to do this. This legally, this is a law kind of thing. Oh, yeah. We are way, way down the road from that. Way down the road. All right. This was a strange, it was something I found in a link to somewhere. I can't even remember where. I was just busy reading that Chick-fil-A was ranked a favorite restaurant for the 8th year in a row, you know. No doubt, Chick-fil-A, anywhere, any place, and I'm talking big areas, small areas, whatever, I always see lines of cars down the street or barely in the parking lot. And now, of course, they do the thing where you go through and people are taking the kids are taking your orders before you even get up there because they had to, right? But anyway, Chick-fil-A is America's favorite restaurant for 8 years in a row, according to the American Customer Satisfaction Index. Aha, so the customer service is good. And it's weird because even though they did get that, consumers, according to this index, you and me, we're the consumers. Yeah, us. We prefer full-service restaurants over fast food. Is that true? Do you prefer to be, I call it waited on. Do you prefer to be waited on? Sit down, take a breath, get your menu, look it over, pick what you want, whatever. Well, here's the thing. If you go to a full-service restaurant, maybe you can get something sometimes healthier. I don't know. The whole idea of fast food is brilliant, that's whoever started fast food. I mean, I'm sure you could look it up and we can find out who gets credit for that or who takes credit for it. But, you know, sometimes you just want to sit and eat. And plus, if you have a favorite diner or a good restaurant, you can get better food, let's say. So maybe healthier food or like a meal. That's what I would crave. If I had too much fast food, I would crave, but I like to cook, I would crave a regular meal. You know what I'm saying? Like meat. I grew up with meat, potatoes, vegetable, salad, whatever it is. And I would crave that if I had too many fast food, hit up too many fast food windows, you know, day after day or week after week or whatever, however long it would be. But, I mean, hey, so they still have this high score in this restaurant survey. They lead the industry. I mean, 8 straight years is big. So customer service, obviously, for them is very, very good. I mean, they scored ahead of Jimmy John's and Domino's and KFC, which were just a couple points behind them. Chipotle, Panera, Pizza Hut, Starbucks, you know, all the way down the line. You know, this is interesting. The fast food chain with the lowest score was McDonald's, 68. So down 3% from last year as far as customer satisfaction. Yeah, how about that? For what it's worth. Right? It is odds and ends, so it's kind of an oddity thing. Of course you measure it. There's an association for everything, and they want to know and put their finger and stamp on, okay, well, what do people want, and how do we rank it, and what are the better places, and, you know. I know that the Taco Bell, to me, that ding, run for the border, it sticks in my head, and it seems like, to me, when I talk to any guy friends, what is their secret. I mean, what is their wicked secret of what window are they going through when they just need junk, meaning fast food? It's Taco Bell. Like everyone, Taco Bell, get some tacos. I had some tacos. I need to go get some tacos for lunch. I mean, even the Hubs, he runs to Taco Bell, runs for the border at least once or twice a week. All right, on that note, stay with us as we head for the exits.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pau D'Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to the UK for a conversation with Desiree Akobia. Boy, she is fascinating. She's written 4 books. We're going to really focus on Kitsu's Diary, but her other books are so interesting as well. So all roads lead to Desiree and the things that she's done, a lawyer turned English teacher, finding her way and her purpose. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, Kay. Thank you very much for inviting me as well.
So let's talk about, first of all, your road to writing. What started you off?
It was really unplanned. Like, there was a period in my life in 2016 where I was really kind of searching for purpose. During that time, I started writing a blog, and I called the blog Diaries of a Visionary, Inspiring Dreams. No, actually, I called it Diaries of a Visionary. I was basically writing about the experiences that were going on in my life at that time, because 2015 was just a really strange year. And this is a time of transition where I was kind of searching. So I was kind of writing to just offload what was going on in my mind, what was going on in my heart, and I started writing. And it was only later on in 2016 when someone said to me that I should write a book. And I kind of said, about what? And then he's just like, you know, your blogs. I said, you can just read them online. But then when I looked back at my blogs, I could see that they were actually book chapters. And so that's how I started writing.
Wow. So you go from there to now we're talking about Kitsu's Diary, this novel. And tell us about the story. What's the story in Kitsu's Diary?
Okay, so Kitsu's Diary, it's based on this 15-year-old girl called Kitsu, but she's older now. She's in her 20s. She's about 22 years old. And she's telling the story of her life as a teenager, mainly when she was at secondary school. And she falls in love with this boy at secondary school called Trevor. He's this popular guy in school. It's kind of like a good girl meets bad boy, but it's based in 21st century inner city London. You know, she falls in love with this boy called Trevor, and it's all about how she kind of loses herself trying to please him. And she goes through these patterns, which are patterns of just a toxic relationship. She starts falling out with her friends. It brings a distance between herself and her mom. She's no longer focusing at school and things like that. And every now and then, she goes into an extract from the diary that she wrote when she was 15 years old. And so it takes you into the mind of a teenage girl and why they kind of go through these boys that they should kind of be avoiding. And throughout the book, she's saying she goes home each night and she says Dear Diary. She tells what's going on in her heart, and then she retells the story again as an older person, and then she goes back Dear Diary. And then towards the end of the book, where she finds herself again and she finds her purpose, instead of saying Dear Diary, she's then saying Dear God, and she's writing letters to God.
Ultimately, what do you want people to take away from reading this story?
I want people to see the traits of toxic relationships is a key thing. I know it's in the mind of a teenage girl, but for some people, if you guess you don't learn those things as a teenager, you can learn them as an adult. And I want people to see what it's like to kind of lose yourself when you're trying to please somebody else. But the reason why people often feel like that, or kitsu, is they don't know who they are. They don't know who God wants them to be. So they look for purpose. They look for fulfillment in things. And I want people to see that God has a special purpose for them.
Yeah, it's so interesting to listen to you talk about this and your passion. And this is really kind of your passion throughout your other books, even the first book that you wrote, which was about you.
To fill that gap until you actually find out what it is that you should be doing. So, yeah, that was how it started.
And we come kind of full circle. I mentioned in the beginning the law and the disappointment there. And then as an English teacher, how did that happen? It just fell into place, right?
Yeah, it kind of fell into place. It just changed suddenly. It was the favor. I really believe that it was favor, because like I said, I got my qualifications. I did the bar in New York, the bar over here in London. And people used to say to me, you know, President Kennedy failed the bar 7 times. Really difficult to do the New York bar. But with all of that, I wasn't able to get into the position that I wanted to get into with my law. I was doing loads of contract work, paralegaling, document review. But with the teaching, I filled out an application form, which I didn't even finish. And then the company called me to say that they had my application and it was incomplete. Sorry, there's a lot of questions and I couldn't fill out all those questions. And then the fact that they were calling me saying, we'll help you fill it out, we'll get someone to speak to you, looking at what you've done so far, you could be an English teacher. And it got my attention with that. And yeah, within a few months or so, there's just a school that I was sent to for an interview. I've never worked in a school before, no experience of teaching, but they offered me a job there. They paid for me to do my teacher training. And within a year, I was qualified as a teacher. So I've been teaching for about 6 years.
Wow. Well, again, the name of the book is Kitsu's Diary. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. What's next? So you have 4 books. Are you writing another one?
Not right now, but there's titles in my notebooks and in my mind. There's like different titles and different ideas always come to me. Like whenever I've finished releasing one book, another idea comes to me. But I really believe that some of the books, like for example, Kitsu's Diary, could really be used in different mediums.
As you said, this is a book that it's not just for teenage girls. Anybody can read it and relate to it.
Anybody can read it. I mean, because of the title, it's applicable to teenagers and it fits in school libraries and things like that. I'd love to get into libraries, but anybody can read it. I've had adults that have read it, adults that read it and say it's given them insight into the mind of their teenage daughters, or adults that just read it and see the kind of traits of just the toxic relationship that Kitsu gets herself into, someone being controlling and her just kind of losing herself. So anyone can read it, really.
Desiree Yacobia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Good stuff from Desiree. I tell you what, boy, oh boy, talking about relationships and toxic relationships. So sad over the holiday weekend. Once again, another shooting, another mass shooting. And this was in Highland Park, Illinois. People just going to parade, bringing their babies, their grandchildren, their friends. It's that small town cool thing that you do. Well, now police have identified 6 of 7 victims in that Highland Park massacre. They arrested the guy. I'm not even going to say his name. He was captured. They're just the stories of these victims. There's the preschool teacher who was a granddad, one of the dead in this Illinois parade shooting. And police are saying that the suspect had planned it for weeks, that, he had planned it for weeks. This is what they're finding out. And then, of course, they go and they interview classmates who say, in this case, he was withdrawn and he was an odd guy and blah, blah, blah. He was 21, by the way. And this Highland Park, to give you an idea, is about 25 miles north of Chicago. As a kid, I used to go and visit my aunt in Chicago all the time. My aunt, who I was crazy about, she was so fun. And she had good friends in Highland Park. And I can remember going to Highland Park to pick them up or go out to dinner or whatever. Just sad, sad story here. And of course, more details will come out about the fact is that he had
his family feared him, so at one point, because he had so many knives, but they didn't have anything, they didn't have any reason to know that he was going to do this, apparently, from what we've seen, and that was a couple of years before. But he had planned this parade attack for weeks based on some of the things that they found. And then while this mass shooting, this whole dimension of horror of that, the craziness of it, then you have the Uvalde mayor, who's saying he thinks there's been a cover-up of into the school massacre, you know, what that happened back in May, and he's asking the Texas governor to intervene. I mean, people are outraged by what happened there, and we all should be outraged by what happened there. These 10-year-old wonderful children, the stories that we've heard about them, the families that are just ripped to shreds. So what the mayor is saying, Don McLaughlin, is he told one of the networks that he doesn't believe that they're doing this correctly. He said he's not confident 100% in DPS because he thinks it's a cover-up, that's Department of Public Safety. And, of course, the lead agency tasked with identifying what led to well-armed officers waiting outside a classroom for more than an hour before engaging the gunman where kids were dying and calling 911 for help because they had been, their friends had been hit. They were on the floor bleeding out. I mean, I didn't need to paint the picture for you. You completely get it. I mean, obviously it was an abject failure. We know that. And it's not going to bring any of these kids back, but this should, if there's a cover-up, this, all of this should be investigated. There's no question about it. I mean, yeah, there's no question about it, because it, there's too many twists and turns that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, you want some good news here at the tail end of this thing as we get ready to shove off after this show, and thanks to all of you for listening to it. Oil actually dropped below $100 a barrel for the first time since early May. So you know what that means. I always look at Brent crude. When you look at the price of what it is, a barrel, that means it should come down at the pump. So start looking around. You should get some much better prices because we know oil and gas, of course, surged earlier this year, especially after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which then prompted the U.S. and our European allies to sanction Russian energy exports, and that choked off one of the world's largest producers. So that was part of the reason. Anyway, so we should see that number, thank goodness, slide down a little bit. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel a lot better. Once again, thanks for listening. Remember, you can always hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.